Media.
Good evening. Welcome to an hour of music from around the world. The program is Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle. This evening featuring a lot of percussive-based music from Sunda, Burma, Java, and Japan. We're going to begin with music in just a few minutes composed for the patala, a Burmese xylophone consisting of 24 bamboo slats called the yuet, and it's placed on a boat-shaped resonating chamber played with two mallets. We're going to hear a piece, an anonymous piece by that with flute accompaniment in just a few minutes. But before we get to that, we're going to hear music from Sunda, Sundanese Jaipong, a revolutionary style of music that developed in the late 1970s. It featured dance movements that were both erotic and humorous, and accompanying the music was a very exuberant, highly dynamic form of drumming. What was revolutionary about Jaipongan was it achieved great popularity in most of modern and nationally minded of Indonesian cities while remaining thoroughly regional and traditional. We're going to listen to a couple of the principal artists during the 1970s and 80s who recorded, or during the 80s actually, who recorded some of this music. The vocalist U.S. Kamaraya and instrumentalist Yus Wiradidraja. We'll hear a track from the Sound of Sunda album. But let's begin with this, one of the most noted of Jaipong singers. This is Ija Hadija with her tune Mahoney.
Thank you.
menyelam dalam gelang. Basah kuring arek niang anjen jajah pengkoan bareng kisah red katukan sumure
ding kasih jatini.
bengkoan pareng pisah ret katukang sumore.
Kantun haremus hawar-hawar ngajauhan
geget-geget gir bubupai
duh tembong deui gupai
thank you.
taken from a recording made in the late 1980s on the French label Okora Records, an album entitled Art Music of Burma, Volume 2. We heard an anonymous flutist and player of the patala, the Burmese xylophone. Before that, it was a couple of tracks of music from Sunda, examples of Jaipong music. We heard vocalist U.S. Komaraya with a number talking about deep feelings of love, parting on the corner and waving goodbye. The track was entitled, get it back here, the track was entitled Daling Ding Asi from the album The Sound of Sunda. And the program began with music from Ija Hadija, one of the most noted practitioners of Jaipong from the land of Sunda. We heard Mahoney, taken from her album from the 1980s entitled Tongaret. You're listening to Earthbeat here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. In a bit, we'll be listening to Japanese taiko-based group the Onde Koza from Japan, who performed at Festival International, sort of a group that almost has a religious fervor over drumming. But first up, some Javanese gamelan from the Purapaku Alaman of Yogyakarta. This is Royal Court Gamelan, the Gending Dejanata, as we continue with Earthbeat.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
from Japan, Onde Koza, the Demon Drummers of Japan, performed in 1993, did three performances during Festival International, one of the most memorable performances of all 27, 28 years of festival we've gone through so far. And I've been at every single day of every single festival. So anyway, this one really stood out from 1993, Onde Koza, the fabulous Japanese drum, taiko drum and thunder drum troupe, accompanied by the by Matsuda Sizan performing on the shakuhachi, a track called Odaiko. Before that, from Java, a field recording done by Robert Brown of the Purapaku Alaman of Yogyakarta Gamelan Orchestra, or Court Gamelan, I should say, from a recording entitled Javanese Court Gamelan on Electra Nonesuch Records, the Explorer series from 1971. Earthbeat was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next week for more sounds from all around the world right here on Earthbeat.
Featuring music of the Harp family relatives, the Malian Kora, and the Middle Eastern and Indian Santur this week on Harpistry. Sunday at midnight and Monday at noon on KRVS.
Please join me for From the Shamrock Shore, an hour of Irish traditional music from the 1920s to today, Thursday at 8 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.